Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com.
Ditch the gas station energy drinks and overpriced coffee. CardoMax Energy Intensifier will give you the clean, great-tasting boost your day needs. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax Energy Intensifier is packed with B3, B6, and B12 vitamins, caffeine, and BCAAs to keep you dialed in throughout your day. Use the promo code Nooners to get 30% off your next 4 orders at CardoMax.com. That's CardoMax.com. Helping you achieve your max. I asked, as soon as we started, I asked Dan to get out of his seat. So, not your fault. My fault. Okay? Not your fault. My fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Ugh, best scene ever.
But now that I'm a parent, as a father, I know that it is the child's fault.
It's so true. It's like he should have been like, it wasn't like completely your fault. Yeah. It's not completely your fault, right? It didn't sound as... That doesn't have the impact, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of just like a straight, yeah. It's not your fault.
It's complicated, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, you played a part, but you were young, right? Something that doesn't hit as hard.
You didn't choose to be a factor, but you were.
Exactly, exactly. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ross Patterson Revolution. Nooners, can you please help me with all of the messages that are going to say, but wait a minute, where's Ross?
Where is
what
Ross?
What the fuck is this? Who is this girl?
What happened to Ross, man? I thought it was the Ross Patterson Revolution.
So Ross Patterson Revolution. Who is this girl? We don't come to this network for girls. Mm-mm. Do you know what I mean? We come for boy talk, for boy parties, and boy opinions.
Misogyny,
okay?
Baby.
Misogyny, baby. Now, look, I'm very close to it, right, Bob? Would you call me an Uncle Karen?
Aunt Karen.
Aunt Karen.
Yeah.
Which, for people that don't know, it's a play on the...
The term Uncle Tom.
The term Uncle Tom, which everyone knows. We're not saying right. anything. We're just saying what the term is.
Yeah.
We just said it. We Bob and I happen to be super white, and we just said what the term was, right?
It's not. It's out there in the world.
It's not anything. We didn't make it up.
No.
Anyways, it's a play on that, because I always take the side of the dude. And am pretty close to misogynistic, right? Not really. But
you're a sympathizer, a collaborator.
Yes. A collaborator.
Yeah.
I'm I think sympathizer is good. Contrarian, sympathizer.
I think you need
against
to
against the grain.
You're upgraded to collaborator to me because you have a platform.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
A platform, a collab. These are all words I love, Bob. I love all of this. Hello, everyone. Come on in. Come on in. The water's fine. Get on in the chat. We're going to be talking about, I like that you named it Alec Baldwin, didn't pull the trig. Because we still got to be cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Didn't pull trig.
Right?
Didn't the pull trig. Trig. Did you ever pull trig back in the day?
Pull the trig?
No, just pull trig.
What does that mean? Fucker trigonometry
what?
Teacher?
No,
high school?
No, no.
Oh,
no.
What?
You've never pulled trig where you just like put your fingers in the back of your throat and make yourself throw up so you can rally.
Oh, pull the trigger.
That's what pull
yeah.
trig
pulled,
means.
But you call it pull trig?
Pull trig.
I just call it fully pulling the trigger, but yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. So you say pulling the trigger,
yeah.
And then Dan was like...
He went to UCF, so it's pull trig.
Right.
Well, Rob's also 45, so...
Right. Yeah, we didn't get it. We didn't get down. We didn't chop sure. off letters at yeah. my age.
It was more complicated to make the words shorter,
yeah.
right? Than just like, can we just... okay, I like that. Where's Ross? Where's Ross? Where's Ross? But wait, where's Ross? Take care of this, guys, please. Nooners, please. Okay, yeah, definitely. I just thought that was like a Tuesday, though. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was just like what you did all the time.
Yeah.
You puke, you rally.
It's a Thursday. I had too much of a muffin this morning. I'm going to pull trig later.
Yeah, I love that Sean just walked in frame. That was
too
cool.
Did you?
Oh, boy.
The fuck,
Sean? Oh, boy, Sean. They loved you before, and they fucking love you now. I like you, though. And also, Dan's girlfriend is on your side, too.
Boo.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about you at the party.
You and Bob's baby were hot topics. Hot topics. No, just kidding. Who's Ross?
You guys
Ross?
Have to fight like to the death.
Sean and the baby.
Yeah, only one of you can live.
I mean, Sean looks like a baby killer. That's not fair. I feel better with my baby fighting you than Sean. Sean just salivates at that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there would be a level of like, yeah, dead eyes, shark eyes.
And I know he's a father, but so is BTK.
Exactly right.
Right.
Exactly right. See, another thing that's fascinating about him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have fully kids that are like the same age and gender and everything as the people that you're killing.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. He was just so, so fascinating. I just love him so much.
He said it was sexual and it would have been weird to kill his kids if it was sexual.
Right. So it's like if you go down the egregious, you know, like if you go down the fucked up shit list, right?
Right.
Doing sexual stuff and killing and all of that to your own kids. Super
it's just
high.
Wrong.
Super high yeah. up there, right?
It's up there.
I don't want to. You're not getting a documentary if you do that.
No.
It's too far.
People can't handle it.
No.
Yeah. I actually can't even do anything when there's like a kid situation.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my wife watched one of those and it was like, maybe you've heard the story. It was that guy. He was, of course, he was married, had two little girls, was, of course, having an affair, didn't like his wife.
Yeah.
And the whole documentary was like, a lot of it was like their social media posts and stuff, because it only happened like
3 years
ago.
Yeah, was it American Murder?
I don't know. It's all the fucking
Watts?
Same.
Chris Watts?
Was it in Colorado?
And he put his fucking shit into an oil tank?
Yeah, yeah.
Watts, dude, classic.
Ugh,
but yeah.
It was awful. He was like, awful. He strangled his two baby girls because he wasn't man enough to like get a divorce.
Okay, so that's what I always said. We would give
he
advice
went
on
full Chris Benoit.
Yeah, well, yeah. But he didn't do it to himself.
And he didn't leave the Bibles next to them. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It wasn't anything like crazy like that, cult like that, anything. It literally was, this is my only option to be with this girl that I work with, that I like. Do you know what I mean? That was as far as it went. It wasn't any, I mean, there was obviously something fucked up.
Was there? I think he was just
I know,
a fucking
it seems so normal.
Idiot.
I think he was just a little douche, weasel, piece of shit, loser.
Yep.
Like, again,
I don't want to put a single ounce of mental health maybe on him at all.
No.
Fuck him.
No. It was pretty cut and dry with that. And I always, like, we would give advice on broettes, and I would always use Watts as like an example of like, I mean, don't fucking Watts.
Yeah.
Just get a divorce, right? Or like, just, do you know what I mean? Just leave.
If you're going to court either way.
I don't love anyone enough to murder them.
Right?
To murder for them?
To murder them.
Okay.
Like to murder them or to murder your wife and kids to be with or,
I don't care,
any of that.
I don't care about anybody enough
to so you're
put
the
myself
type
in that situation.
Also, think about this, by the way. So he had to get rid of his wife and kids to go fuck this other person. If he just divorces them, they leave, he's not in jail, and thanks to the way like custody law works, he probably never sees them anyway.
If he didn't want to, that's exactly right. If he didn't want to, he would never have to see them again.
Ever!
It's not like, oh, I killed the wife so that I can have my kids with the new, do you know what I mean? And she would take my kids away from me. That kind of shit, not that I understand it, but that kind of shit you go, you know, when divorces and things like that get super nasty, you're thinking about losing your kids, right?
Right.
And so that craziness, I can understand not killing people, but you know what I mean?
There's a There's a straight path of logic to it.
Sure, you can wrap your head around it.
Yeah.
That kind of shit of like, I'm just going to kill my total former life just to like see what, not even, they weren't even like that serious, just to kind of see how it goes. Do you know what I mean? Like, just to kind of ask for a third date. It wasn't even like, she was kind of like, it wasn't even that serious. Like, she was like, what the fuck?
Right.
You know?
And have they even done anything? Have they hooked up?
They had hooked up, yeah.
Okay.
They had hooked up. But it was like kind of off and on. And again, she was like, I think she was talking about breaking it off, as you do, right? Of like, this is kind of a bit much. And I see a couple red flags.
Yeah.
You know there had to be a couple. So, that one was interesting because they didn't really, they go into the kids stuff at the end, but like, ugh, I know.
Yeah, he describes how it was killing his kids. And I was just like, to my wife, I was just like, come on. This is awful.
This is awful. I know. But I did like that one. It was well done. It was well done. And it's a BTK thing where I just go, what? What if I can't understand at all what the fuck was going through your mind? That's intriguing to me.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, and how did that tape play to the end? On the property of your work, you're hooking up with someone that you work with. I mean, everything's just right there.
Yeah.
Right?
And his work isn't like this work where it's normal to find a dead body potentially. Yeah. Right. And they'll just be like, well, of course there's a dead body here.
Yeah, of course. It's a dangerous thing. You know, they're everywhere. I actually remember that case. You got me started, Bob. And
whatever.
That was your problem. But I actually remember that case before. It's actually the Crime Quarter show. It's not RPR anymore.
It's Crime Cul-de-sac when it's a whole show.
Write that down, Bob. I'll give you credit for it. That's a show. We'll put it on Patreon. I actually remember that case from the beginning when he was making his plea. And I was just like, wow.
Didn't help.
And he
that,
was like good looking. Kinda.
Yeah. Didn't help that like Gone Girl had come out right around the same time.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't help that like, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't ever help. that like you're, he's by himself. He seemed weird. I don't know if you remember, I'm sure they showed it in the thing, but he seemed a little bit weird. He wasn't real distraught. Mm-hmm. There's all these things that if you follow any type of crime at all, there are these like things that happen right after.
Right.
Either someone's way over the top and it's like, I mean, okay. Mm-hmm. Or they Sandy just Hook, literally, yeah. Or they just literally have no emotion. And he's just kind of like, yeah. And I remember seeing that his first plea of like, wherever they are, I just want them to come home. And this will actually go into the Alec Baldwin thing. I just want them to come home. And I was just like, huh. Right.
Yeah.
So I love catching things like right then when you can be like, I don't know. Seems, I don't know. Yeah. Something's not right. And this day and age with everyone knowing that because of just our culture now and Netflix in general, everyone knowing that it's always the spouse and it's always the thing. Like, what do you think is going to fucking happen?
Right.
You've got to make sure he gets sick. You got to keep him in the hospital. You got to make sure everyone like believes your story that he's like still alive while you're burying the body.
Despite zero evidence.
Despite zero evidence. You got to have access to their Facebooks. Instagram. Yeah. You got to take over the show. You know, like I'm just keeping things going. Like there's all kinds of things you can do.
Mm-hmm. Makes
you
really
don't just
bets.
Go right out and go, oh, he's missing. I would love wherever he is. Come on home.
Please.
Please. Wherever you are, whoever has them. Nobody has your, you know, nobody has your cul-de-sac mom and their two kids.
Right.
Nobody has them. For what? You got to think about that. For what? Hot, you know, ransom? You don't have any money.
Yeah, to you. Take out a second mortgage on your house.
Yes. Yes. Just do
and
it.
Do it quick.
We'll wait. Yeah. I know it takes a long time these days. We'll wait.
Right.
They'll still be alive.
What do you mean I have the co-signer, you son of a bitch?
Yeah. All of that. So anyways, this will bring us into topic of the show, Alec Baldwin. Again, Alec Baldwin. Him and his family cannot help themselves. They just need to speak out. They cannot help themselves. They cannot lay low. They cannot let, you know, justice or, you know, anything, investigations finish, anything. They have to speak out first. So Alec Baldwin is saying on a 2020 special, so 2020 ABC special, tonight, actually, pretty bummed that it wasn't last night so we could fully go over it today. Right. But it's airing tonight, and it's Alec Baldwin with George Stephanopoulos. Claiming lots of claims, lots of stopping in the middle of sentences and crying, lots of he can't handle this, it's too overwhelming, but I still need to speak right now. He did not pull the trigger. Didn't pull the trigger.
Well, no trigger was pulled.
No trigger was pulled.
Yeah. Because if he didn't pull it, I mean, I...
Well, he said, I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't pull the trigger.
Yeah.
And he said, George, we'll just say George. What do you mean? I didn't pull the trigger. I would never point a gun at somebody and pull a trigger.
Right.
Okay. And he's just like, so what happened? He said, I have no idea.
So we sent our weapons expert off, but...
Oh, dang.
The only thing I could think of with that, and maybe someone in the chat can help illuminate this because we got a lot of gun users in the chat.
Sean, is it? Interesting.
No.
Despite popular belief. Yeah, all right, go
maybe
ahead.
Maybe like a garrote wire on a playground, but that's...
Oh my gosh, sweet. Sweet use of the garrote, by the way.
I do what I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, so maybe because it's an old-timey gun, it's a revolver, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a hammer.
You don't have to pull back the hammer? Is that what we're
maybe
saying?
Maybe something happened with the hammer.
Okay.
Where he was using it or like waving it around or moved it too suddenly. I mean, if the weapons master or whatever, the weaponsmith, she was so stupid that a live bullet could have been in there.
True.
It stands to reason she could have been so stupid that the gun was just in some state of disrepair or some state of... unsafeness.
And it was like an actual old gun, right? Antique, at least
yeah,
antique
yeah.
looking,
yeah,
whatever.
I think so, yeah. So maybe there was some sort of malfunction with that. I'm really reaching. So someone in the chat would know better than me. Or if Holloway is in the chat,
you're out of your element.
Right I now. Am out of my element.
No, I know we all, but we all are. Look, but like, so is Alec Baldwin, right? So is.
Thank you, Lopez.
So yeah, says, is yeah, clearly no, the armorer or whatever, Hannah,
right?
Which I guess her dad is like putting her on blast. He's like offering up all this evidence. Her dad. Anyways.
Perfect.
And perfect.
I'm not saying the gun went off by itself. I'm saying maybe he did something with his hand on the gun that made the gun wasn't. But I don't know. Clearly he's at fault. And clearly it wasn't the gun having on a life of its own.
But again, there was a bunch of people there. If you look at this picture like on TMZ, there's a bunch of people around when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we need to only take the guy that is in shock and the tragedy happened to and with or whatever. I don't think we need to take his word, right? Like we can, there was a bunch of other people around that can kind of tell us what happened. Why are we only hearing from him?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Everyone else is busy suing him for their own emotional trauma.
Exactly. Exactly.
There was actually a hot air balloon tour going around New Mexico at the time. They're filing a lawsuit now. They were in the region. And this is just troubling.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, for example,
I just saw a picture of it. Look, Alec Baldwin is very emotionally triggering for me, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so maybe I should sue. Should I sue?
I agree. Yeah.
It's called the Balloon Fiesta, by the way.
It's the what?
I've been.
To what?
New Mexico's Balloon Fiesta.
They have the largest hot air balloon situation in the world.
Oh, brag. That sounds boring. Craig, I guess, is rich now, guys. So I don't know what's going on with Craig, but you know, maybe we should start.
He's trying to prove he could be a sugar daddy.
Paying a little bit more attention to Craig, just in general.
All right.
Okay, y'all, calm down with the raw stuff. Love you, Jabes, and the real Nooners. Thank you, guys. You know, welcome everyone, by the way. Welcome everyone. We're not shunning anyone. We just can't really answer all the questions that we cover every day. But Nooners will definitely
Brendan
tell you.
1008 as well. He also gave us $20.
He said Ross needs some waffles and Zima.
Yeah. Brendan, Ross needs some waffles and Zima. Has anyone tried that? Do you pour the Zima on the waffles? Because Zima is so sweet.
Right. You make your own like syrup.
Basically syrup.
Right. But you don't want to cook off the alcohol.
Right. You just want it to be
sweet. I would say just mix Zima with maple syrup, if anything.
Oh, just kind of mix it in a little bit. Carbonate your maple syrup.
Give the maple syrup a floater. Yeah.
Sure. Sure. I like all that.
And by the way, since we can't answer questions about Ross every single day, in the vacuum that creates, feel free to speculate wildly.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. What do you think happened?
Yeah, some people are saying Alec shot him.
Right. Alec was holding a gun around him.
Yes.
Ross died, but the trigger wasn't pulled.
No.
Okay, right. So then the interesting...
Ross actually became a DP.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? So this is interesting because I think there's a couple things going on as far as the lawsuit and investigation, because the investigation is saying that they've uncovered some things, and then 2020 is going to do an in-depth thing after this. And it feels like Alec is trying to get ahead of something, right? Does it not? Or do you think he really just cannot fucking help himself and he has to just cry?
Why would you ever take responsibility for your own actions?
Yeah, that would be stupid.
Yeah. Right.
No.
Especially if you have money.
Everything else.
You don't have to.
It's dumb.
It's dumb. If you're poor, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
But if you have money, don't ever admit that you did it. I mean, say crazy things like, I didn't pull the trigger.
Yeah. Someone
else. Say crazy shit like that. And if you have money, and if you're on a reputable, you know, thing like ABC, then you're going to get a good amount of people on your side before
regardless.
An actual trial or before an actual, you know, court proceedings. Like, you're going to get And I think he might actually get some people on his side.
I'm sure there'll be something. Maybe this is a good time to court just the anti-gun lobby in particular.
Oh, yeah.
Just to be like, they should be CGIing guns into our hands. It's outrageous.
I mean, that's what's next, right?
Yeah. Well, it's like South Park. All the guns are replaced with walkie-talkies.
Yeah. I don't know. If someone drops a loaded gun, it can go off, but I didn't hear that was happening.
No.
I'm more confused. I bet after this interview, I'm going to be more confused than just getting an answer from the person that fucking killed this. Right? Like,
yeah.
Better or worse, you know, accident or not, Alec Baldwin's kind of the only person that can really tell us.
Yeah, but
that's what he's banking on.
That's the optimal outcome, is for everyone to throw their hands up and be like, well, I don't know.
Gotcha. I mean, even the guy that shot her couldn't even say that he shot her, right?
And then at that point, you might just revert back to being like, guns.
Yeah, exactly. Why was there one bullet in there? I think he's going to lean on that, it kind of seems like, right?
That's valid.
That is valid. That is valid. And then the girl saying, I mean, quote unquote, you guys, this is how this girl talks. The one that was in charge of all the ammunition and guns said, I did check the gun, but I didn't really check it real good.
Ah.
Okay.
Perfect.
So that was the last statement we got from Hannah.
Oh, boy.
Who just loved posing as an armorer.
Do you understand how many different people's sets of lawyers got on that statement?
You know who needs to shut up? Her.
Yeah.
Although, look, I guess you can give her credit for being like, look, I'm the only one that's basically telling you exactly what it was, whether it makes me look like shit or not.
I guess. And then
I didn't really check it that good.
Her lawyer is like, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Will you load a bullet into a gun for me? Because I'm going to put it in my mouth.
Yeah. Can you shut the fuck up? Can you just shut the fuck up and stop? We've seen enough of those pictures of you just having fun on Instagram with your guns, but not really having any.
Whee!
Yeah.
It's just her holding a gun and be like, LOL, what's this?
I know. Huh, I guess that was basically her statement. Huh, I guess I'm an armor now. And you're like, geez. And again, you know, I'm not going to not talk about Alec Baldwin. So, here we go. And that's what he wants. Him and Hillary just want me to talk about them all the time. They do not know the definition of laying low. They don't know what it is to just stop. At this point, I literally feel like they don't even know what it is to not, right?
Yeah.
They don't even know what it is to go into a house somewhere, have things delivered, not really go out, be with the kids, whatever, and just not talk to anyone, not be on Instagram, not do the 2020 special, like just wait. They don't know how to do it, and it will be their demise. May not be now. I thought it was with Hillary. It wasn't. Thought it was again with Hillary. It wasn't. Now it's going to be him. It might not be. This fucking couple is going to keep going forever.
I'm just excited for them to one day, not even one day, but pretty soon, just be like, it's been a really hard year for our family. But it's all cell phones. It'd be like if I kept driving my car drunkenly into a lake and was like, God, driving's just been rough for me lately.
Yep. You're absolutely right. That's one of my biggest pet peeves is people that are just like, you know, the trauma of this and this, things that you've done yourself.
Yeah.
Like social media has really, my mental health. It's like, get off.
Yeah.
Get off.
I struggle with social media so much, whether to be on, whether to be off. Because on the one hand, it makes me feel terrible about myself.
Oh.
But on the other hand, I don't want it to beat me. It's like talking about hair. I'm gonna keep doing heroin because I don't want it to beat me.
Because I don't want it to beat me.
I control the heroin.
Right. It's been a tough year. I relapsed on heroin. Mm. I left my wife and kids. You know what I mean? It's been really tough.
It's a tough year for that Watts guy a couple years ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a tough year.
Even
for me.
Tougher for who? His wife and kids,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably.
I think that was a pretty bad year for them.
Well, you got to prorate the year because they weren't there for most of it.
Oh, yeah. Funny joke. Funny joke, Bob. I like it. I like it. That will also bring us into our next most favorite embarrassing figure that is back only because he will not let it go. Mm. Jussie. Oh, Jussie. Jussie Smollett. Thank you, Jussie, for everything you've done. Mm-hmm. This year and last year, you are the most embarrassing figure that we've had. I mean, right? Throughout this whole thing?
Oh, yeah. By far.
As far as like embarrassing shit, it was Hillary. But
that's not even close.
That's
though.
Not even close because of, you know, the ramifications are what? People are annoyed with her, right? Like
right.
She didn't cause any major damage or trial or anything.
Yeah, there was no like, yeah, she was just being selfish. I guess so is Smollett being self for self, but like Smollett was like essentially like willing to stoke, like heavily stoke
Smollett.
America's racial divisions.
Oof.
For Oof. His own personal gain.
Oof. But how much gain even? Like, again,
right.
The risk and reward of this even was so low. When I first saw it, obviously none of us could say anything when we first saw it, right?
No.
You couldn't. Wanted to. Couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Had to just be like, huh, well, this is horrible, right? And I think I did say that. I was like, God damn, this is horrible. Then it kind of was like, huh.
That's fine. You can believe the victim at first and just wait for details. Like, or just
you
be like, wow, that sounds bad.
For sure. We had
Can't
to.
Can't wait to hear more.
We had to.
Right.
Right. You couldn't, like, you couldn't.
You don't want to pop out and be like, just be like, liar.
I know. But tell me that behind closed doors, most people were like, what?
Well, as soon as even, yeah, like the Dave Chappelle bit, as soon as even initial details came out, like 2 a.m. during a polar vortex in Chicago.
I think it was 4. He was getting a Subway sandwich
right.
during a polar vortex. It was white guys with ski masks, ropes,
MAGA
bleach.
Hats.
It was like all that was. It was so much. And I think that's what I said right when it kind of was a little bit known. I was like, it just felt like so much. Like,
yeah,
it was just a lot of things. Right. And then the yelling at the thing.
For a not famous person.
Right. And I was just like, dang, Chicago is fucked. And by the way, Chicago is fucked up. Right. But I don't think where he was and the time of year. I don't know. What do you have up there?
What? Nothing.
Oh, okay. So obviously everyone was just like, and it was the picture that he put up of just the little,
yeah,
it was just a little thing. And it was, you know, at first, very first behind closed doors, I didn't say anything. I was like, this was an elaborate way to get out of work because the first call was to Empire producer or something, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't even remember.
Which he's a big wig too. And I need to remember his name, but
Lee Daniels, I thought was
something. It was Lee Daniels, right? You can find that out. But anyways, when I first told,
yeah, it was Lee Daniels,
you guys that I wanted to do this, I do love Bob's hot take on it, which is you respect him.
Yes, I respect that at this point he realizes that he's so fucked he's just got to stick to the story.
You have got to just stick with it no matter how crazy it is. And that's, you know, rule of thumb, we've been through stuff like this where something is so embarrassing that you just have to be like, nope, didn't do it, and take it to the grave, right?
Yep.
And you vow to just be like, I'm never gonna say what really happened because it's so embarrassing. Now there's the stakes are very high. So I love the irony of he's being,
man, even Vice
charged. What?
Even Vice can't, like, they're like, Jussie Smollett's trial is not going great. Jussie Smollett is on trial for allegedly faking his own hate crime. Nice,
right.
Nice that they appropriately use the word there. And things are not looking good. Like, even they're like, there's No fucking way.
There's no fucking way. There's no way. God, and it, again, it just keeps going. There's a video of him with the little rope around his neck still. Remember telling he went to that apartment and there's that like grainy video of him like telling somebody in this apartment right after. And he's got this little tiny rope around his neck. Yeah. But anyways, so Jesse, thank you for making life interesting. Thank you for sticking to your guns because it's literally at this point your only option. Although I do, again, I do love the irony of the charges of the waste of money, which is basically what they're charging him for, right? Is like waste of resources, waste of money, and now this trial with juries and every with a jury and everything.
Because Smollett didn't plead out or anything.
Exactly. So he's costing even the irony and amazingness of that is just like you are double, tripling, quadrupling down on this.
But
bud.
Think about it. Because you, now you see it's rich like, people get out of stuff all the time.
I know.
But he doesn't even understand the evidence because he's so stupid.
I think that's it.
He's so dumb.
He's either... I think that's got to be it at this point because...
He's a child star. Of course he's a moron.
Right.
He was a Mighty Ducks.
Oh. Do you think... someone said... I think I was talking to Ross about it. He said he's bankrupt at this point. Like, this is completely... Like, you are... When I say double, tripling down, whatever, you are completely... ruining any chance. I mean, look, if he had just been like, all right, and gone to jail, he could have still had his money, right?
Something.
Something. Pleaded out, whatever, and just like made an apology, did all the things that really Chicago, that's kind of all they wanted him to do.
Yeah.
And he would not do that. I think there was even some kind of deal where they were like, if you just apologize, like just publicly say, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he wouldn't. And so... The respect, I understand. I understand the respect. How he walks into court for every, you know, part of the trial. It's so crazy and cringy and embarrassing, right? Now, I mean, I would hate to find out that it was actually real and here we all go.
I mean, the brothers are testifying against him. There's footage of a dry run they did of the attack.
Okay, so that's all. But are we taking their word over his? Is that what they're going to try and probably play, right?
That's what Smollett's lawyers
are saying,
claiming,
that it's like that it's their word against his.
In a lot of it, yeah. They said that the brothers didn't like him, that he actually wanted them to get him herbal steroids from Nigeria. His lawyer actually opened the defense with Jesse Smollett is a real victim.
Okay.
Which is, again, people get mad at this all the time, but like, your lawyer is working, the person's lawyer is working for them. I don't care if it's Harvey Weinstein's or some like Munich trial Nazi, like back right. in the day. Like, it's, they deserve a defense, right? Like, the lawyer's got to do their fucking job.
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't really, I'm sure some people would be mad at that, but like, fuck it.
Like, oh. I mean, Bloomberg wrote an article 2 days ago asking if Maxwell was a victim.
Yeah.
Well, I thought for sure. I mean, I think that's the only defense that they're actually going to use with her. And they are. That she was, you know, she was used as much as all of these other people. Although I think there's laws in place for that. Yeah. So, Jesse. Oh, Jesse. Are they televising this? Are they streaming this one?
I don't know, man.
They have to, because I just need a little bit of... I need a little bit of excitement in my life, right? The Alec Baldwin thing, then this? I'd be good. I'd be good to go. Mighty Ducks, no shit. Okay. Ross is the real victim. Tansy.
Oh, actually. There was a great, I want to give a shout out to one of the commenters. Okay. I didn't know who said it, but they said that Ross is in the hospital because he's transitioning into becoming a Michigan fan.
Oh, shit. That is good.
I liked that one a lot.
Yeah, because when he came back, I wanted him to be in some kind of costume. It was going to be drag, but I think that, oh my God, can you imagine?
He
would never.
He's in the chat right now.
What?
I think he's in the chat right now.
You think he is?
get it, Jabes, with an exclamation point. He's the only person in the office that uses an exclamation point.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, great detective work, Dan. Oh my gosh, you can be on my team. Yeah, probably. I don't think D'Anthony, the meat queen, would say that. He's never like encouraging to me. He's fun. He's helpful. He's nice, but he's never like encouraging. Yeah, I don't think to anyone, is he?
Ohio State beat Duke 2 sports school.
Yeah, yeah, that's Ross. That's Ross.
Oh, hi, Ross.
It's always the husband.
See? It's always the husband. Well, guys, now that's proof. All that stuff I was talking earlier about how to actually get away with killing the spouse. Well, there you go. See? Hands off. Can't be me.
Yeah.
It can't be me.
You're not laundering it.
Yeah. Like, I would never... I don't delegate anything. So, that's him. It's him saying. So, if you have any questions, now you can ask him. And that's what I wanted to do anyways, was like, look, I'm going to tell you kind of what's going on, but it's not my story really to tell. And if I wanted to tell you how it affected me, I would. But that's just depressing. I like to talk about things like afterwards when they've gotten better. I don't really like to talk about them as they're happening. That's just a fun little fact about me. So Jesse, good for you. What else do we have on tap?
Oh, they also do the prosecution has everything. They've got like GPS and cell phone locations. Like they've got.
Now look, yeah. So with something like this, they have to, and especially this day and age, right? They have to have hardcore evidence because you can't say something like that without, right?
No.
You can't even if the trial is going on, no matter what side you're on, whatever, like you cannot even say anything. So they must have, and we know they have. I don't even know what I'm talking about. We know they have hardcore evidence. So I'm just going to be interesting. It's kind of, I'm going to be interested in seeing just how they angle it. Because by the way, he needs to feel pretty confident too, to go into this, to have a jury trial. So I want to know what the lawyers told him of like, we got this, this is what we're doing. And I would just love to see that play out.
I mean, it's the American legal system. So all you need is to just a reasonable doubt. Just throw one or two little wrenches in there.
Just a little.
Yeah. It's not a civil case.
Just a little bit. I wonder how much, I mean, can they do a race thing? No, because it's two black guys.
I don't know.
You can't even go.
They could toss that in there on the, they could try on behalf of the police. Be like, they're trying to fuck over a black man.
They could.
Even though I think the head of the Chicago police is black.
He is.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was just.
They could still try.
Yeah. And then I think Jesse was interviewed by Robin Roberts. So no white people in the mix. Okay.
Not a lot. No.
Sorry. It's kind of like, we haven't really talked about it, but I am fascinated. And the trial is also going on right now of Theranos. You guys know it?
Seems vaguely.
Like something Dan would be into.
Elizabeth Holmes.
I like her voice.
I bet you do. Elizabeth Holmes, right? You guys haven't? You guys haven't been following this? It's fascinating.
You don't talk like this.
That's literally all I know about her.
That's all I know,
yeah.
It's pretty crazy, but I actually think that she might be getting off as well just because she's using the other male CEO. She's saying she was coerced, harassed, whatever. She was under the control of him, so we're blaming him. So that might actually work despite all of the crazy damning evidence against her that she's just a crazy person. Tiger, is he coming back? What do you think? If anyone can.
I mean, he'll play like an event here and there.
You don't think there's going to be some crazy triumphant? No.
No.
Why?
I wish, but I mean.
You don't have any hope?
No, I have no hope.
You don't have hope anyway, though, right?
If
you're not
a
real hopeful person?
If I had hope in somebody, it would be Tiger. But, you know.
Gosh.
He almost had his leg amputated.
I know.
It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
He said he's hitting shots right now and stuff's coming up like 30 yards short.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't have the same
power.
But
this is just the beginning of of the workout. No? Okay.
I guess. I mean, he's still... I mean, it's not like he's young.
No, but it's Tiger. I don't know.
He's got a fucked up back.
I know, but I remember... I remember how I felt the last comeback. Right?
He got 15. Like,
holy shit.
He got 15. That's, you know, that was better than anything else in sports. So,
well, you're a real inspiring figure, Dan.
Can we go back to the Holmes trial for a second?
Please.
This is the courtroom drawing from one of them, and why did they hire a newspaper cartoonist?
Yeah, yeah, this is interesting.
She looks like she's having a good time.
Yeah, no, she does not look like that, by the way. She's in her, I think, early 30s. Interesting. I like the watercolor they did with it, huh? Yeah.
It's fun.
It is really fun. Like, they had a lot of fun with this. It's not just a normal look at the TV.
It's like
on there too.
It's like a Kathy cartoon, but it's like about a woman who, like, oh boy, doing a startup's not easy. Here I am being federally wow. prosecuted again.
Yeah. Bam, 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 bam. Such a fun trial. There's so many fun things happening in the courtroom. Let's get to some sponsors, and then I've got a fun little cream corner. Crime, not cream. Crime corner.
Cream corner?
Cream corner?
That's behind the paywall.
Oh, the cream corner?
Yeah.
See? Look at all these ideas, okay? Don't worry, guys. We've got stuff for
you. If you do just want us to break down pornos we're watching, Cream Corner is about as good of a name
I
you can get.
Suggested that to Giorgio.
We'll do that happily.
Right?
Yeah. Amateur only?
Amateur only.
Yeah.
We'd have to do some stuff where we're like, a prolapse or two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something. I don't want to do any poop or pee stuff, but literally anything else.
Okay.
Let's do it. Cream Corner. And it would have to be called Cream Corner. Anyways, sorry, sponsors. First and foremost, we have ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. You know them. You love them. If you don't, let me tell you right now, Ghostbed is the premier bed in a box. Best quality. All of their mattresses have cooling technology as well as their... as well as their pillows, and they have amazing sheets, an adjustable base that has all the bells and whistles. You will not be disappointed. Customer service, fast delivery. Don't really know what else to tell you to choose this company if you're in the market. So right now, Ghostbed is offering a flash sale of 40% off. Anyone who listens knows that it's not really a flash sale, but anyway, 40% off Ghostbed bundles where you get a mattress and an adjustable base, which you should be getting both of those. If you use code DRINKINGBROS, drinkin', no G, drinkinbros at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros, or you can get 30% off everything with that same code. You can also do a pay-as-you-go program, so there's no interest. You're literally just breaking up the payments if you are in the market, if you need one, and it's a big expense, which it is. Just break it up, pay it over a couple months, smaller increments, no interest. So I don't know why you don't have Ghostbed yet, but get it now. Next up, we have CardoMax Energy Intensifier. They actually have... Oh, sorry. With Ghostbed, are they doing the weighted blanket? No. I don't think they're doing a deal, but they have weighted blankets.
Yeah, they
which
were.
Which is huge.
They were doing it for Cyber Monday and Black Friday. But
okay. So you can probably get the weighted blanket and get 30% off, do it with a bundle, whatever, whatever. But next up, we have CardoMax Energy Intensifier. So you know CardoMax, owned and operated by former Navy SEAL and fellow drinking bro since the beginning, Sean Madsen. So we have been pushing the blue raspberry and pink lemonade, which are both amazing, but now they have two new flavors, grape and watermelon. I mean, between those four, they've pretty much covered all the bases of my favorite flavors. Their energy intensifier has, they try and use the least amount of ingredients and just use B3, B6, B12 vitamins, caffeine, BCAAs, things that are just going to be good, clean energy without all the other junk. CardoMax is offering Ross Patterson Revolution an exclusive offer, 30% off your next four orders. Go to CardoMax.com and use promo code Nooners. That is CardoMax.com and use promo code Nooners, and you will get 30% off your next four orders. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max. Last but not least, our favorite of the office, our favorite this time of year especially, is liquid IV hydration. I don't know about you. I actually brought a big box to Thanksgiving, and I was a my neighbor's Thanksgiving, and I was a hit because people were drinking. But anyways, right now, winter and when it gets cold is actually when you get dehydrated without really knowing it. In the summer, it's kind of like you're sweating. You know you need to drink water. You don't really forget. You may not drink as much as you should, but it's easier to be like, I need to hydrate. The news is telling you to hydrate. They don't so much in cooler weather. So that's why our face looks, you know, drier. The wrinkles are popping up, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're like me and you forget to drink water, but you need to just get a lot in right away, you can use Liquid IV. Just put it in 16 ounces of water, and it's going to hydrate you 2 to 3 times faster. Their flavors are amazing. They have so many. Lemon, lime, and strawberry are my favorite. Ross likes watermelon and guava. They have passion fruit, pina colada. They have immune support and tangerine, which immune support right now too. Guys, get it. Along with the strawberry that's back in stock. So the most important thing around this time of year is to be hydrated and to get your immune support in. Liquid IV also donates a bunch of Liquid IV to first responders, hospitals, food banks, veterans, active military, and they continue to do that during this whole situation. So grab your favorite Liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart, or get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use promo code Nooners at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today. Use promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, you can go to Walmart, but you're not going to get the 25% off, and it's not going to just be delivered to your door. So that's kind of a no-brainer. So, yeah, cream corner. I love it. I love it. Do I need to make a new sound effect for cream corner, though?
Yeah, it's essentially just a bowl of mac and cheese being squished together.
Yeah, so like maybe the same kind of sound effect, but we'll replace the woman screaming with like a more of a moaning situation.
Yeah, like a...
And then, yeah, a mac and cheese... the spoon going in and out of the mac and cheese. But we will do a real, not a real crime corner. It's actually not a crime corner. It's a frowned upon corner. Or I mean, I think this girl's a hero, but anyway, half naked, sorry. Video of woman spraying her breast milk around at a festival. You on it, Bob? I kind of say Shiro, first of all, because she's hot, but anyway, woman sprays, look, whatever happens on the show happens on the show. Okay. Got it? Milk on festival goers, which is kind of like, what are you fucking complaining about, right?
Right.
You're at a festival, it got fucking weird and awesome. Breast milk festival. Okay. So let's see. Is there a video that we can play? Oh, cool.
It's just somebody fucking took it. So here she is.
You know, I love the outfit. That's a festival outfit, by the way.
Especially for a nursing mother.
Sure.
I mean, no judgment. She can do what she wants.
Right?
There we go. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Get it. Get it. Now look, nobody looks Nobody looks sad.
God, it is coming out. Are you kidding me?
Whoa. She is. I think she might be. What? What? What, Dan?
I don't know if we can show that, but we did.
What happened?
It's too blurry. You can't fucking see anything.
What? Of the milk coming out of the...
You can, like, I guess her boobs are on screen, but you can't, well, you can't see anything.
You know, if we don't get flagged, then it's not a Jesse show, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, I pretty much make you guys just show all but... I mean, we're basically going to just do cream corner here.
Yeah, this is cream corner now.
This is cream corner, guys.
Oh, is this a higher res version? Okay, so we won't put this up.
We probably can't show that, but we can show...
We can watch it. We can watch it.
Yeah, we'll watch it, guys, and you can have our reaction.
Man, this is a way higher... So first off...
Oh, so now we've got front view. We've got front view, guys. Sorry.
No, she turns around, I think. Oh, but this is... Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
How?
Yeah, titty slipped out.
You what?
There was a titty that slipped out. We couldn't have shown that.
This one, no. The other one, you could barely see. Good Lord. It's just...
Gosh, this seems so fun, you guys.
I gotta send this to my wife.
Right? Again, anyone that has breastfed their kids is like, how do you just get it to come out like that? We've got pumps and things that we need to like get it out with. I mean, she literally is just squeezing it out. Now, and this makes me think that maybe she's actually a professional. We might see her on a cream corner. Do you know what I'm saying? Because we all know about those porns, right? With the ladies that just like keep their milk coming. Because you can work on it and just have milk for a very long time.
Yeah, even yeah, after you go forever.
You can. If you keep it going, you keep it up, you keep that supply up as it were.
Could be a wet nurse.
Yep. God, is there anything creepier? Is there anything creepier?
I don't know. I like to say to my baby when I'm about to feed him actual breast milk, because we do both.
Yeah.
But my wife pumps. I'm just like, time for mother's milk.
Yes.
Time for mother's milk.
The amount of creepy stuff that could happen in a wet nurse situation.
Yeah.
Or just like the attachment. I can't. But anyway. So anyways, that's, again, frowned upon corner. Not exactly a crime. And I don't see that anyone would be mad about this.
The only crime is that I wasn't there.
Exactly. The only crime is that I'm not going to festivals like this where shit like this happens.
I have so much respect for that woman.
Gosh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think she might be a professional, if you know what I mean.
Dude, maybe.
In the industry.
It was clearly not her first child, I think.
No.
Because I think a first-time mom wouldn't have the experience, right?
Nope. No. Lord. But again, good for her. I mean, good for her. Really excited for her. Yeah, what else? Gosh, now I'm just thinking about cream corner.
I know. It's too good.
Too good.
Oh, Morgan Wallen is trending.
Let's see it.
Just on a lot of people's Spotify wrap.
Oh, okay.
Up.
Oh, God.
Billboard.
Oh, we didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about the Spotify wrap.
BS. What? Not BS, but the Spotify wrap up, right? Now, I'm pretty much against anything that I see a lot of on Instagram. I don't care what it is, right? But how do you guys feel about it?
I think the popular take now is that if you hate on people's Spotify wrap up, that you are, in fact, a hater. Yeah.
It's hate on it?
Yeah. People, the wrong side right now is hating on people's Spotify's wrap up because it's overdone. Because everyone's just like, oh, we don't care about your Spotify wrap up.
Oh, that's so that's overdone.
Right. That's the overdone.
It's the new, like, stop putting baby pics on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
It's like, let people just enjoy.
Let people have their fun.
Their little.
I like seeing
let
our moment.
Let people have their fun?
Of bliss. I don't know. Like, if anything, Spotify wrap up is, to me, a little eye-opening. Like, oh, wow, I really listened to that much, huh?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, that's embarrassing. Yeah. I don't want to share that.
You had an embarrassing wrap-up?
No, I mean, people...
Did you?
Like,
oh, you said people. Like, one would.
I listen to a lot more Drake than I would
care to admit.
There you go. Yeah, I think the music one would be, because the podcast one is like, I mean, yeah, you listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
What? And it's wrap up for what? The year?
Yeah, it's good advertising. I love seeing all our podcasts on the wrap ups. I've been tagged in a lot of those.
I know. Yeah, people that listen to Drinking Bros don't always listen to Ross Patterson Revolution and Tarasant.
Yeah.
Get on that, bitch.
You should.
You should. I know where it's a different show, okay? I know it's like not as hardcore.
What's your Kyle Rittenhouse take?
Oh, yeah. You know what it is. Do I? I don't even know what
it is. Well, we said we respect Jesse like 10 minutes ago, so it's fine.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah. That should cancel it out, right?
Yeah.
We respect Jesse. We're waiting for the facts to come out.
And we're not ruling out that guns kill people, not people.
Right?
Yeah. This is our...
It literally could just have been the gun.
Yeah. This is our hard left-wing show.
Yeah. So, look. Leave us alone, guys. Well, Dan just shut that down, the Spotify, pretty quick. That was a non-starter, Dan. Thanks a lot. It wasn't a yes and situation at all. What?
Yeah. What was your Spotify wrap up? Who were your top five artists?
I don't do Spotify.
I have Apple.
I do Apple.
Okay.
I know. I'm old school.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be, I literally think, because there's only a couple people that have moved over to Spotify only, and so I only listen to them on there. So it'd be like Gimlet shows.
Yeah.
And Joe Rogan would not be on there. Not really anymore. Sorry.
I don't really listen to podcasts. Like, hardly ever.
Wait, really?
Because yeah, I mean, I'm here all day.
Yeah, we produce podcasts. Why would we listen to podcasts?
The two best times to listen to a podcast are when you're working and when you're driving. My commute is 10 minutes.
Right.
And I can't listen to something else while I'm working here.
Right.
So I have almost no free time to listen to podcasts.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Does your wife listen to them?
She does sometimes, but she writes for work.
We have more time.
Yeah.
We have more time.
Yes. We do listen to them. The only time I like consistently listen to podcasts is if we're driving to Houston or Dallas to see one of our parents.
And then you catch up.
Catch up or it's just like I can't listen to Taylor Swift for 3 hours this time. A lot of times I can, but
right.
Maybe let's listen to some talking or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get I listen to podcasts all the time. The sponsors are hard for me. Listening to someone else do sponsors.
Right.
It's triggering.
Because they're not fun or?
No, it's just triggering. It's just triggering.
Okay.
Right? For a whole host of reasons.
A lot of things are triggering. Everything's triggering.
I'm triggered. I mean, you know, I don't know.
So what you're saying is someone's always pulling a trigger on you.
Yeah. Whether they actually pulled the trigger or not.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that world of like, oh, it's not cool to hate. Like, you've gone so far that now we're, you know, what are you talking about?
Well,
it's not cool to hate.
It's
dumb.
It's just that it went from funny to hate, and now it's because it's like basic and lame and who cares, but now it's just as basic and lame to dunk on it.
Yeah, it's like people who dunk on The Office. Same thing.
Who dunks on The Office?
A lot of people. I've been guilty of it before, but now I've seen the error in my ways. The Office for the first four seasons is a perfectly fine show. It's just kind of like people overdo the joke of it being very basic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are basic as fuck if The Office was your favorite NBC show of that era.
Yeah.
What should have been also on your...
He's 30 Rock boy.
I'm a 30 Rock
30
boy.
Rock for sure, me too.
All the way.
I just rewatched all seasons.
Yeah.
Like recently.
That was...
It's so freaking good.
Hands down, the best of them. And I would personally put Community above The Office as well. I used to like Parks and Rec better, but now I watch Parks and Rec. And it's almost like...
Too many shooters. Not enough. Only one ball. You have too many shooters.
There's like a thing with it where it's like too perfectly structured. Like you can like the... the A story, B story, story arc, first act, second act, the resolution. Like, it's all so transparent. Like, you can see every single...
And they weren't really the first to do it, too. So, like, that's another thing.
Right.
Like, you're going to come after The Office and kind of do, yeah, right?
And yeah, the entire first season of Parks and Rec, you can skip because, essentially, they're just trying to remake The Office.
That's true.
And it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And they completely revamp Leslie Knope. Like, Leslie Knope in the first season is just Michael Scott, female version.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. So I rewatched all of 30 Rock and Great News.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys get into Great News?
I watched like the first couple episodes. I thought it was fine. I thought it was a great concept.
It was really good. It gets better.
Yeah.
And now I'm back on, now I'm started.
Succession?
Arrested Development.
I feel like you can stop at the third season of Arrested Development. I don't think the Netflix seasons.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Can anyone else in the when office watch Succession back, with me, please?
I know.
But now I got to talk to Sean about Succession because he's the only person that listens
I
to
think
Succession.
Dan just said, I wish there was someone else in the office I wanted to talk to that watched Succession. So messed up, Sean.
It's fucked up, bro.
You really have such thick skin, buddy. You know what I mean? You really take it in stride. We also don't kill us, okay? Don't come into the office. Okay, thank
you. We just
you
need to hire someone.
I'm safe, they said, not you guys. What?
We just need to hire someone newer for Sean to bully.
Ooh, because then you can like kind of be on that side. Okay, I'm in. Yeah, I will. I'll start Succession. It's just such a commitment to start a show like that. It's easy for me right now to like rewatch something that's just like, you know it's good. Arrested Development is so fucking funny.
So you want background noise?
In a way, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to actually have to pay attention to the show.
No.
Okay.
Not right now. Just what I'm going through, Dan, okay? I just need things that are easy and fun, and I don't have to really think or follow too much. I did watch all of Sasso?
Ted Lasso?
Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I didn't finish season two.
No?
Well, I don't know. I didn't really enjoy the message that, like, no one can be this happy. He's a liar.
Oh. That who?
I love
Ted
that
Lasso?
Message.
I know you do. Yeah.
You what?
So like, I love that message.
Ted Lasso, not even his, like, happiness, but his just, like, general optimism. Like, it's all a veil. His dad killed himself. He's a fraud.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I like that. I like that. I know. You're right. You're right. You're right. Schitt's Creek, I know, Lauren, yes. Schitt's Creek is always easy. I don't love the later seasons, sorry. 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 Anyway, what are we at?
Huh? 104?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
We're good. All right. Well, I love you guys. Thank you, Ross, for joining us in the chat. In the chat.
Allegedly.
And what?
Allegedly.
It was. My hands were off the keyboard.
You could have an accomplice.
You guys know I don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have access to the
I don't delegate. Well. I don't have accomplices.
And you wouldn't leave Ross for another man. If anything, you'd want to just be done with men for a long time.
We talked about this in the beginning. The only thing I would do is like find my old apartment in LA, find
Start
that old balcony.
Again.
You what?
Start smoking cigs again.
Start smoking cigs. Find a bar somewhere. There's got to be some bar in Austin that I can still smoke a cig somewhere inside, right?
I'm sure you can find one. I'm
Me
positive
and,
of it. They really should have bars zoned for that. I think we talked
there
about
this. There has to be.
Just to be like, hey, man, people want to smoke here.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Yeah, we did, we did.
Yeah, because like... You want to, and I think we said like we would puke and leave immediately, but I just want to know that I just want to have that feeling.
You want parts
smell
of your past
is
preserved.
Very, yeah, it's very nostalgic, right? It would take me right back, and then I'd be like, I'm good. I don't even think I can finish my drink. I think I have to leave, but how fun is this place?
Mm-hmm.
And our idealistic view, Bob, of the people that would be in there.
Yeah.
Not what it would be, I don't
no.
think. No.
No, no, no.
It wouldn't be like our old buddies that we used to smoke with.
Nope.
Uh-uh. It'd be people that kept it going, cigs inside.
Never stopped.
Still. Yep, yeah. Never stopped.
Yeah.
Never stopped. Thinking that they're getting away with it. We used to smoke,
I'd
right?
Pull so, it off, yeah.
That is the most embarrassing, Jussie thing about me smoking, was that I think back to times that I thought I was passing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Times that I thought that I was like, they would never, they'll never know. God. Or like spraying the car, like,
oh,
come on in. No, I don't smoke. Like, it's insane to me. I can smell it now from like three cars away with somebody's window open.
Yep.
That's the most embarrassing part of
it. Not thinking the car smelled was hilarious.
Was so delusional. Like the level of delusion that goes along with smoking inside your car or your house or whatever it may be is amazing to me.
But man,
I do
car,
miss
a
it.
Car cigarette.
Oh,
that's a good cigarette.
Blaring like a Rage Against the Machine or something. And driving around and just smoking a cig. Stressed about something. Oh, so good. I do miss it. I miss it. Won't do it again, but I love that you guys are all connecting in the chat. It's my favorite part of this show and doing it live. Anyway, love you guys. Are you guys going live again today?
About like 20 minutes, yeah.
20 Twice. Minutes.
Got a fake news. Fake news is early. It's going to be in 20 minutes.
Okay.
And because Dan's got to shoot something with Black Rifle, I think.
Okay.
And then NFL show after that.
All right. Well, stay tuned. Don't turn that dial. Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next week. Good afternoon.